And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 12th of September, 2014. It was on this day in 1940 the cave paintings were discovered in Lascaux, France, by four French teenagers and their dog. They were out exploring one day, and they found the main cave, about 66 feet wide, 16 feet high, with drawings on the walls in charcoal that has been found to be about 17,000 years old, about 2,000 drawings, mostly of horses, bison, red deer, stags, some cats, extinct cattle, some human figures, geometric shapes, and the outlines of human hands, possibly the signatures of the artists. And there also appears to be a star chart, clusters of stars that resemble Taurus and the Pleiades. It's the birthday of Irénée Joliot-Curie, born in Paris, 1897. She was the daughter of Pierre and Marie Curie, homeschooled as part of an educational experiment run by her parents and their friends called the Cooperative. The adults, scientists, experts taking turns teaching one another's children. During World War I, she helped her mother operate mobile X-ray units in field hospitals. Her mother, Marie, who discovered radium. She began assisting her mother in the radium laboratory at the University of Paris, met a young chemical engineer named Frédéric Joliot. In 1935, the two of them won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for artificially creating radioactive elements. And then, like her mother, Irénée Joliot-Curie developed leukemia as a result of her close work with radioactive substances and died at the age of 58. And it was on this date in 1846, Elizabeth Barrett and Robert Browning eloped. They'd been courting in secret for a year and a half through the mail, unbeknownst to her father. It all began when Robert Browning wrote Miss Barrett a fan letter saying, "I love your verses with all my heart, and I love you too." And she wrote back to him. She was an invalid. She was a heavy user of morphine. Her father did not approve of Browning. They were married on this date in 1846. She went back home afterward, stayed for 1 week, then ran off to Italy with Browning and never saw her father again. Here's a poem for today by Robert Frost, Choose Something Like a Star. O star, the fairest one in sight, we grant your loftiness the right to some obscurity of cloud. It will not do to say, of night, since dark is what brings out your light. Some mystery becomes the proud, but to be wholly taciturn in your reserve is not allowed. Say something to us we can learn by heart, and when alone repeat, say something, and it says, I burn. But say with what degree of heat, talk Fahrenheit, talk centigrade, use language we can comprehend, tell us what elements you blend. It gives us strangely little aid, but does tell something in the end, and steadfast as Keats' Eremite, not even stooping from its sphere, it asks a little of us here, it asks of us a certain height. So when at times the mob is swayed to carry praise or blame too far, we may choose something like a star to stay our minds on and be stayed. Robert Frost's Choose Something Like a Star from Collected Poems, Prose, and Plays, published by the Library of America and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.